We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Episode 1419 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio on a Saturday. I'm Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and I'm just talking like a goof. Hi, I'm sorry. I'm just in one of those kind of moods. And welcome to Saturday, where I talk about the biggest salary negotiation mistake job hunters make. I do hope you find it helpful, and I hope you take a little bit of time this weekend and take my classes on Skillshare. Skillshare is a site with thousands and thousands of classes on a host of different subjects. If you join the site, beyond simply looking at my material, which you can do for free, by the way, but if you decide to join the site and use the link in the show notes, you'll get 2 months of service for free instead of just one. It is a great value. I love the service. I know a lot of people find it helpful. And with that, let's get going. I just wanted to speak to you today about what I see as the biggest salary negotiation mistake job hunters make. Now, I want to preface this by saying recruiters, agency recruiters, corporate recruiters all understand the principle taught from the movie Glengarry Glen Ross, a fabulous movie and play. If you've never seen it, watch it sometime. It helped launch Alec Baldwin as an actor. And I'll just say there's a scene where Baldwin talks about the ABC of sales, and ABC stands for always be closing. Now, employers and recruiters understand that you don't close at the end of the sale. You close from the very beginning. And I'm not talking about heavy-handed closing, but it can be a very gentle close. So it really starts off with, what are you looking for in the way of salary? How much are you making? And how they respond to that, knowing what the salary range is for the position. So for you as the job hunter, the mistakes you make are really in a series that leads up to the big one. The first one is you don't have an idea of your value in the marketplace. So thus what you decide to do is walk in and believe that you are earning X number of dollars, and you accept the notion that you are only entitled to Y number of dollars on top of that. And that's because you don't research the market for what you do. And as a result, you walk in like a babe in the woods and accept the fact that, you don't even notice the fact that they're trying to elicit information from you about what you're looking for. And thus, because you don't have knowledge and you're acting in an ignorant manner, you offer up a salary range because you've always been coached to give a range, right? And that's because you don't really know the market. You're taking other people who have an ulterior motive in this scenario and accepting what they tell you is what your value is. You haven't done your own homework or done your own research. You've listened to the recruiter, you've listened to the corporation, and they've identified the value for you because that's the price that they're willing to pay. That's from the corporate side. Or from the agency side, that's the price that they know their client is willing to pay. So you kind of are getting boxed in at the beginning. So most of you arrive and give a salary range. I'm just going to pick two numbers arbitrarily. 150 to 160 or 100 to 120. And if you were looking at a job ad and you saw a salary range there, I'll pick 100 to 120 is the one that I'm going to use going forward, $100,000 to $120,000. You zero in on the 120, right? And rightly so. You've seen the range. You want to get the most that you can. But they do the same thing too. The result winds up being when you offer a range of 100 to 120, the employer hears the bottom number, knowing that that would be okay, and they're always going to be driving you to that point. So the mistake really comes down to, don't talk about a range. Know your value, know what the market pays for what you do, and as a result, ask for that number. Be prepared that, you know, it's possible that they might come in a little bit less, and that's okay. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what you want to be doing is knowing your real value, knowing what it is you should be getting, and asking for it right then and there. At the beginning of the process, not waiting until the very end when they've already established what they're going to pay, and it may not satisfy you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to get even more from me. First of all, visit my website, www.thebiggamehunter.us. I have several thousand blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find your next job. If you want the best of my advice, join jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated my information with a focus on interviewing. If you have a few questions, contact me through the Magnify app for iOS. That's Magnify with an I at the end, or prestoexperts.com, where you can call me. Schedule a specific time with me through chat on Magnify or by connecting with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Once we're connected on LinkedIn, you can message me about coaching you, speaking with me about a resume or LinkedIn profile critique, help with a salary negotiation, my trusted advisor services, as well as scheduling me through for Magnify or for prestoexperts.com. Like you, I don't work for free. You can also take my classes on Skillshare and become a premium member using the link in the show notes and receive 2 months for free instead of just the one that the site offers. Skillshare offers thousands of courses, not just simply mine. It is a great resource in a variety of different areas. Subscribe to my other podcast, which is called Job Search Radio. This one is number one in Apple Podcasts. Job Search Radio is number two. Subscribe to both. You will get great information 7 days a week from this show, 6 days a week from the other. Lastly, I want to encourage you to join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's free to the first 500 people who join and is focused on helping you do better at work. Information is shared daily, and we're building a supportive group there to provide advice and counsel during difficult times. Again, the group on Facebook is called Career Angles. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Be great!
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price of participation may vary.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get thanks grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get thanks grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.